A history of Cape May, New Jersey's historically black beach is now on display at the Emlyn Physic Estate. WHYY News' Peter Crimmins reports. The segregated beach is seen through a series of family photographs donated by longtime black families in Cape May.
The Carroll Gallery on the Emlyn Physic Estate in Cape May has an exhibition of two historically black beaches in New Jersey, the more famous of which is Chicken Bone Beach in Atlantic City. But less known is the Grant Street Beach in Cape May, segregated in the early 20th century exclusively for black people, a tradition which carried on long after those segregation policies were lifted. Artist Chanel Renee grew up in Cape May in the 1980s and remembers her mother taking her to Grant Street Beach because that's where her mother used to go as a girl and that's where her mother's mother used to go.
Yes, we could go to any beach we wanted to in Cape May at that time, but typically if I was taken to the beach, my mom would see an old classmate, a family friend, or other family members. It was just you knew you were going to bump into people that you knew.
Renee's paintings of people enjoying themselves on the beach accompany a display of dozens of family photos dating to the 1930s and 40s, all of which were donated by longtime black residents of Cape May. Curator Hope Gaines points to a favorite from the 1940s, a picture of lifeguards stacking themselves on top of one another's shoulders.
It's a bunch of guys on the beach who decided to build a human pyramid because what do you do on the beach? A bunch of guys get together and they play.
Line in the Sand, segregated beaches in Cape May and Atlantic City will be on view until the end of March. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.